Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking
like the Capitol Dawn,
giving them
balls,
dressed
like the $1 million,
things
in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
Put
your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, y'all, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, is God good to me? Unbelievable. Yeah, he is. And I can only attribute it to one thing. It's just been a turnaround in my life. It's been me finally making decision to see what all God has for me, but at the same time trying to be more God want me to be instead of more what I want to be. That's the trade-off. You know, you got to do something now. You know, you want God's blessings. You got to be willing to do something on his behalf. I'm not saying I got it right now, because I'm just being real with you. I don't have it all together by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get better in several areas. I'm praying about it. I'm working on it. But, you know, it's a process, and I've grown to accept the process. But I'm improving in a lot of areas from day to day. But I'll tell you what, man, my success, all that's going on with me, I can only attribute to this turnaround. And the turnaround was simple. I turned around and started looking at God. That was the simple move, man. I just turned around and started looking at him, and I was going, okay, I get it now. You created me. You're the creator. You have a purpose for me. I understand that now. Now, let me just walk in that purpose, and let me get to doing that purpose. Now, my purpose and your purpose and their purpose and anybody's purpose could be different. And the way you go about the purpose can be different. And that's the part that I've really grown up to. I've opened up my mind to understanding that everybody's different. Nobody's quite the same. And that is not my right or position to judge, but to be of a forgiving spirit and understand and forgive those as I ask God to forgive me. See, that's the key. That's the key, y'all. So when you out here and you stuck on this unforgiveness, understand in the Lord's Prayer, there's a segment that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's another version that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's two different versions. But either one, it means the exact same thing. It means simply this, that you are asking God to forgive yours like you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When I cross the line with you, God, handle me the way I handle people when they cross the line with me. You feel what I'm saying to you. See, you understand that? That's the breakdown of it. Best way I can give it to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me, God, for stepping over the line like I forgive those that step over the line on me. That's the hard part, man. That's the part, man, I've really been working on. I've been really trying to get that together. And so I've learned forgiveness a lot better over the past 5 years than I have before. And it's paid off. I can't tell you how it's paid off, because now God's mercy and grace is all over me, because I've learned to become more graceful. Now, I ain't graceful like him. I ain't merciful like him. But I've learned to become more graceful, more merciful. Because, man, I can't live my life like that. I just got sick of me, man. You mad at me, now I'm mad at you. You hating on me, now I'm going to hate on you. I ain't got time for that, man. I've got you. Look here, you got somewhere to go. Hate take up time. It's time consuming, hating, trying to seek revenge. It's time consuming. It take up way too much of your time to seek revenge when vengeance ain't really yours. That's another one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't yours. So now when you go to seek it, to take it out, guess what you're doing? You're doing something now, man. Now you off into an area that you got no business being in. And instead of steady climbing your ladder like you're supposed to, you didn't take out time for vengeance. To hate. I'm a hater. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to blog about so-and-so. When you're blogging about somebody, and most of these people you don't even know, when you're blogging about somebody, what you doing? What you hating? It takes time to hate, man. I just decided, man, I got to take all my time. And instead of doing time and being active, I got to be proactive. See, some people get that confused, being active and being proactive. Pro is positive. Pro means to move forward. You know, if you put pro in front of most words, it's a positive influence. You know, there's the pros and the cons. The pros is the good side. The cons is what can go wrong, the bad side. You know, if you're active, that's one thing. But if you're proactive, you're going forward in a positive direction. When you become a pro, that means you're the best of the best at whatever it is you've chosen to be. I'm a pro. So somehow, and I'm no English teacher or grammatical guy, the word pro, a lot of times, when you put it in front of something, means positiveness. So now, a lot of people think that if you just active, something ought to happen. Well, I'm doing something. And that's what happens, man. We just find ourselves doing a lot of busy work that really ain't about nothing and ain't going nowhere. It ain't got no direction or no purpose because we haven't tried to find out the direction or purpose. So you wake up and your wheels are spinning. You a hamster on a treadmill. You're running real fast, but you're just going in the same spot. You understand? That's because you're just out here being active instead of proactive. Why don't you get God in your life? Why don't you turn and face your creator and find out how to become more proactive so you can do things to move yourself forward, how you can get your life off the ground and get off the treadmill and really get it rolling in the direction that it need to be going, man. I'm telling you, God can make that change for you if he see you making the change for him. See, the whole key, man, the whole key is you got to be willing to do something. You got to give God something to bless. Bless me, God. And then you go sit on your couch and you ain't trying. Okay, bless me, God, with what? What he working with? He can't have the people hire you if you ain't put the app in. Come on, man. The blessing comes when you make a proactive step, when you try to do something on the positive side. Look, man, I'm going to quit messing around with all these people. I'm going to start going home. I'm going to leave these women alone out here. You got to say, all right, man, I ain't going over there tonight. I just ain't going to get. Then God can work with you. God, help me stop seeing all these women. But you steady going over there, calling them, setting up stuff. Well, can't nobody help you? Because once you get over there, you already know. See, you got to get proactive. You got to do something yourself. You make one step, he'll make two. That's the key, man. So come on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, now have your attention, please. On this special morning, why is it special? Because nobody has ever had this one before. This is a brand new one. This is one of those rare gifts. You don't get these every day. You just don't. Mm-mm. You can get another one, but you ain't gonna get this one. This is a special one today, and I'm sure glad God got me here. Now, we are all recovering from the Detroit Lions loss. I know we own in Baltimore too, and I want to say something to Baltimore, but
DC,
you know, the whole area up there, the Ravens. Yeah, I know y'all hurting too, but
DMV.
You can't be hurting like Detroit. You just can't.
It ain't the same.
You just can't. Anyway, we here. We grateful. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, anything?
Why would you say it like that? Why would you say you can't be heard like Detroit like that? Why would you say
you can't?
Like
it's not what how?
Because they've never.
How do you know what's not going to be at the Super Bowl because of that?
No, I don't know what's going.
You know the Gators that was going out to Vegas.
It was the Gator Bowl, literally.
The colors.
Oh,
you yourself were gonna wear purple, right?
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
Shirley, I'm not. You know, I had to put it back. I'm gonna send y'all a picture of it. I'm gonna send you a picture. It's real close. I got it right here. I took a screenshot and everything. What, Junior? What?
Did you have to go shopping to go to the Super Bowl, or you already had it? You already had
Hell
it.
Hell no, I ain't got to go shopping to go to the Super Bowl.
He's from
go Cleveland. Shopping to go to Super Bowl.
Yeah, you already.
You know how many clothes I got, Junior? You know the color options I had for the Super Bowl. I can wear. As a matter of fact, whatever team won, I was representing. I can wear whatever color. I can wear blue and silver.
Not blue and silver. Not that you have that ready.
I have that. Look, just like a damn line.
So you got red skin colors? Red skin or Kansas City colors?
Yeah, you got.
You mean 49ers?
Yeah, I got Kansas City
red
colors.
Skin.
You got Kansas City colors?
I'm sorry, not red.
Hold up, dog. Wait a minute.
You got Kansas City colors.
Let me go downstairs and take a picture of the poster. I'm finna go downstairs and take a picture. Hold up. Let me. Man, I got so many. What? So, let me send y'all this here picture.
So while you looking for the picture, who you pulling for? 49ers.
See, now I ain't got no choice, but I'm finna tell you right now. They just can't whoop Kansas City.
Okay. Okay.
I just don't think that they whippable.
Whippable.
Yeah. Whippable.
So you got Kansas City colors in your closet right now. You can do it.
I'm finna show you. Don't bog. I'm finna go down here and take a picture. I have poses in these colors. Let me just send you.
Tad. We're still on the radio, sir.
You're still up.
You looking on your phone.
You don't even understand how hurt I am.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna wear if Detroit won. I just sent it to y'all.
Come on, Kansas City.
All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
They have moved Big Mama. That dog, if you would, move Big Mama.
Cleaning service.
I'm trying to... Can I speak to the owner of the company?
This is he.
Is this Robert? The owner is Robert. Is this Robert?
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Robert. How can I help you?
My name is Carruthers. Y'all clean my house last week.
Okay.
And when y'all moved the furniture to clean the carpet, somebody moved my grandmother off the coffee table, and she's not in there no more.
Hold on 1 second for me, sir. Do you know what day did we clean your house on, sir?
Last Wednesday. Y'all cleaned my house.
You said we came to your house on Wednesday of last week. What's your address, sir?
Big Mama!
Big
Mama!
Oh, sir? Hello? You said your name is Carruthers and we came to your house on Wednesday. If you don't mind, can I have your address, please?
Y'all. Big Mama! Big Mama!
Okay, Mr. Carruthers, listen. If your grandmother. Now, was your grandmother laying on the carpet? I mean, my guys don't move people, sir. We would not have. Would
my
not have
grandmother. My grandma, she was on the coffee table. Her urn was on the coffee table.
Oh,
my
okay.
grandmother passed. Bethany Lane. Oh. Y'all, and somebody moved her, and now the vase is still there, but the ashes is.
Okay. I'm sorry. So you're saying that you're. Oh,
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Mr. Grubb, I am so sorry. I just lost my grandmother not too long ago, sir. I know how you feel. Now, listen, my guys would not have knocked over a vase or something like that, or they would have told me if they knocked over something. Are you sure that it was my cleaning service?
Yeah, I ain't have nobody had no two different carpet cleaning services to come by in the same week, man. Y'all the only ones came by there. Y'all the ones that did it. Y'all the ones moved my grandmama. And now my grandmama gone.
Mr. Carruthers.
My grandmama gone, man.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry about that, but if you would give me your address, I can confirm that that actually was my company that came by you. I apologize, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
Big Mama! Oh, Big Mama! Big Mama, go!
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Now, can you please just give me your address, sir? Let me pull some information up in my system, and we can straighten all this out. Hold on for 1 second, please. Baby. Go and ask Wayne and Robert Jr. to come in here for a second. They had to be the ones to clean that man's carpet on last week. Hold on a second. Somebody knocked over his grandma on earth. Now you know.
Big Mama!
Come in here now.
Big Mama been there. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. And now y'all done messed
up. Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out if
you know what? When I get myself together,
uh-huh.
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to kick some at that damn place of yours. You hear me?
Mr. Carruthers, now listen, I'm going to do everything that I can to help you, but now don't, you're not going to threaten me on this phone.
And I just said you move my grandmama and I'm going to move your now. You hear me? I promise you, I'm going to tell everybody not to use this damn carpet cleaning service because y'all don't know what the hell y'all doing.
Hold the hell on. Now, listen. Now, it took me a long time to get my services together, sir, and we do a real good job. Now, you're not going to threaten me.
Y'all move people's grandmama. That's what y'all do. You move people's grandmama.
We have never had this kind of incident. As a matter of fact, we haven't had any incidents at all. So,
Big Mama!
I'm going to do everything
Mama.
That I can. I'm sorry about your grandmother, sir. We're going to get everything squared away.
I'm going to get an ad in the newspaper and tell everybody not to use this damn service. I promise you that.
I done told you once. Now, you're not going to threaten me about my damn company no more. You understand me? You're not going to put no ad in no newspaper, and you're not going to sit there and tell me what you're going to do. I done called my sons in here. I done called my nephew in here. They're the only ones that clean that god doggone carpet. Now, I'm going to find out what happened, but you're not going to threaten my company. You understand? This is how I make my living. Now, I don't know how you make your living, but this is how I make my
y'all
living.
Y'all make y'all living by moving people's grandmamas, man. You move my grandmama. My grandmama ain't on the coffee table no more.
Sir, I'm sorry that your grandma was not on your carpet table no more. Look, I'll try to find out what happened. We're going to get this fixed for you, but you got to work with me.
I'm coming down there right now to do damn office and start kicking some ass. Have your boys there and have your there too.
Now you're finna come down here. Come on, bring your come on down here right now. I'm not scared of you, man. I'm trying to help you, and you want to go off on me like that, bro? I don't give a matter of fact. Come on down here right now. You won't give me even your address. I don't even know where you are. I don't even know if we seen
you. I promise you, I'm whooping your boys and your ass. Y'all done moved my grandma. You moved my grandmother, man.
Listen, bro. Mr. Carruthers, don't threaten me and don't threaten me about my boy. Now, that's my son. I don't take that too lightly. I will come personally to your house right now, beat your and then come back and clean your house for free. Do you understand me? Don't you threaten my children, and don't you threaten me. Let me get off my damn phone.
I got one more thing I want to tell you, man.
What?
Is you listening?
What is it, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, dog.
Don't worry about it. That wasn't nobody. That's just Tommy, man. You ain't right, dog. Man, you ain't right. You called me, Tommy. Now you got my sons in the looking like nothing did. So I'm gonna go bust them aside their head, man. You won't tell me what you gonna do with my company, man. You know how long it's been since I had my company started, man. You wrong for that, Tommy.
Oh, good.
You wrong, man.
Hey, man, Robert, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show player, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man. Y'all every morning. Look here. Why don't you tell Dr. Steve, man, y'all need to put a carpet cleaning award over there in the hoodie awards, man.
You mean a carpet cleaning in a category?
Carpet cleaning category, man. Y'all need to go and put one in, man. I'm telling you.
And there you have it.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next. It is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, NAACP Image Award nominees are in. The nominations are in. VP Kamala Harris predicts the 49ers will win the Super Bowl. She confesses what song she wants Usher to perform at halftime. Plus, we have a list of companies who will have the Super Bowl commercial TV ads. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. All right, this one's from Rose in Trenton. Rose writes, my new neighbor and his girlfriend are going to drive me crazy. Every night they are going at it in the bedroom and our walls are so thin, I can hear it all. I asked him to keep it down and he told me to sleep with my TV on. Should I call management?
Oh, yeah. What you gonna call management and say? Y'all can't tell them people what to do in their house?
Too loud. They should have noise restrictions, though. It can't be too loud, right?
Like if people are playing too loud.
They're just over there talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but just the subject matter that's throwing her. You know, all them questions. Whose is it? You know.
What you doing, dog?
What you want it for? How much you want me to bring? You know, it's the conversation they're having that's bothering her. There's nothing she could do. Just leave them people alone, man. You know, get you some earplugs, cut your TV up, get you some headsets.
Okay.
I will say something else, but go ahead before I get started. Go ahead. Next one.
Kamika in Southeast D.C. says, my husband told me that he hates my feet, and he tried to fix it by saying he hates feet in general. I've been rubbing my feet on him for years, so why did he just tell me that?
He didn't get tired of it.
Because he got tired of it. Yeah, he got tired of it. He hates your feet. They ain't
same foot for 20 years.
They ain't soft. Now, let me give you a suggestion, lady. You get yourself some white socks. Mm-hmm. Put them in the oven. Mm-hmm. Put them on 270. Leave them in there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then buy yourself some Corn Huskers lotion.
Wow.
Okay.
Rub that all over your feet and then put them hot socks on. You need to do that for about 2 weeks. You need to tenderize your feet. Or here's some other stuff you can try too because it works on steak. Get you some Adolph's meat tenderizer. Put a little water in it, make a paste. Make a paste. Put it on your feet. Put them same hot ass socks on for about 2 weeks. You got to do something with your damn feet.
They're not steaks.
Marinated tenderizer.
They weigh too hard.
They tough and rough.
But you know there are people. Feet. Who don't like feet, period. That they don't like them.
Well, I don't know who that is, seeing as how you need them to get around. So we can stop all that.
To walk and stuff. Yeah. All right, moving on to Charisse in Jacksonville. Charisse writes, I lied on my resume to get a job and my boss found out I lied. I was about to be certified, but she's holding it and said, I need to meet with our CEO. Is honesty the best policy in this case or should I keep lying and hope I get past this?
Yeah. Let's hear this.
You got nothing to lose.
You got to stay with it now. You got to ride it up. What is you
stick with
tell
the lie?
The
Yeah,
what
it,
you say? What you
it.
Can't do? Listen to me. Listen to me. Rule number one about lying. You can't ever admit you a liar.
That's a rule. Is that number one rule?
What are you? Who told you? I lied. Now you lied. Now that just gives them the right to check off all the blocks they want to because now you lied. You were deceptive. If you're deceptive about this, what else would you be deceptive about? Right. Once you lie, you must continue the lie. I don't even understand why you bought me.
What is she going to say in the meeting?
Well, ask me the question and I'll tell you. Let's do it. Let's do right now. I don't care. Watch. We at the interview right now. Go ahead and ask me something.
Okay. Can you do the job? I see on here that you say you can do it, but can you truly do this job?
Absolutely. And have been performing it most adequately since I've been here.
Well, why did you tell us you were certified and you're not?
I am certified. I'm certified in me, and which means I thought you meant by qualified. Am I certified? I've certified myself as a qualified person, and yes, I am here. Very qualified.
You said you worked at You said you worked at Davis and Daniels for 2 years, and we checked with them, and there's no sign of you working at Davis and Daniels.
Well, what Davis and Daniels did you call?
Well, we're in Jacksonville, so the one in Duval County.
Okay, well, So it depends on what, because Davis, what's the name of the company you say again?
Davis and Daniels.
Davis and Daniels Barbecue has been around for a number of years.
Barbecue? Yeah. How do you know that?
I ain't lying.
I worked at Davis and Daniels Barbecue, so what's the problem? I didn't know that it has nothing to do with this job, but I was just using it to let you know my former employment. I haven't lied to you.
But
I
if you don't,
Davis and Daniels. We thought you worked for Davis and Daniels, a software company.
Yeah, that's barbecue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never software. Heard of them.
And if you don't come clean, you know you're not getting this job.
I would expect nothing else of you. I'm coming clean. What else would you like to know?
God. Why did you leave your last job?
Yeah.
I just felt like it's time for a change.
You felt like it or they felt like it?
Well, you asked me why I left. Now, if you want to know why they asked me to leave, you need to call them. But you asked me why I left. Why I left was I felt like it was time for a change. They may have felt the same way, but that's not what you asked me on the application. You asked me why I left. I left because I felt like it was time for a change. Absolutely.
Man, come on, man. You can't.
Well, if we do hire you, can we expect you to be honest from here on out?
I know no other way to be.
Oh, okay, says really? Davis and Daniels, former employee, yeah, barbecue.
Yeah.
Qualified.
I don't know
and
the
certified.
Software company. Yeah, I am qualified, which makes me certified.
Well, Mr. Harvey, do you tell the truth?
Absolutely. I have no problem telling the truth. None whatsoever.
Okay. So, I am with you.
Was there an altercation with you a couple years ago in the break room? At Daniels and Davis.
Absolutely, that was an altercation.
Yeah. Over some ribs.
Did you beat the brakes off someone?
A like customer weird? Came back and threw the ribs back at the chef. I immediately jumped in to defend this woman who had been the chef there for a number of years, and it turned into an altercation. He was a much larger man, and I was defending the rights of the woman. Absolutely, that was an altercation. And I would have an altercation if someone stepped to you, ma'am. I would immediately come to your rescue also.
There's zero tolerance for any type of violence in this job.
It sounds like to us, Mr. Harvey, you enjoy confrontation. Do you enjoy confrontation, Mr. Harvey?
I think the confrontation is healthy. I think it's healthy for development. I think confrontation is healthy for competition. I think confrontation is the only way to solve problems.
When can you start?
Must first confront the problem.
When can you start?
I'm telling you.
He already started. He lied to get in here.
When you're good at something, you're just good at it. I don't know.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The nominees have been announced for the 55th NAACP Image Awards. Entertainer of the Year, some of the nominees include Fantasia and Usher. Nice. Outstanding Motion Picture, American Fiction, The Color Purple, and Rustin. Outstanding Actor, Denzel Washington for Equalizer 3. Coleman Domingo for Rustin. Mm-hmm. And Tommy, your boy, Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Outstanding Actress. Right. Yes. Fantasia, that is our girl, for The Color Purple. Haley, yes. Halle Bailey for The Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. Outstanding Actor in a Comedy Series, Cedric the Entertainer for The Neighborhood. Mike Epps for The Upshaws. Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series, Megan Good for Harlem. Love Harlem. Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary. And may we have a drum roll, please. Outstanding Host in a Game Show. The nominee is Steve Harvey for Family Feud. Congratulations.
What?
Congratulations, Steve. That's an honor. As always, I know you have a million NAACP Image Awards, but it's always nice to be nominated. Yeah, and get one.
But the Image Awards is special, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How
so? Why is it so special to you?
Because they ours. That's us.
Yes.
Say that.
That's how y'all feel about me.
Yeah.
It's different from Emmys and stuff like that, because Emmys started recognizing me after they considered me a crossover act.
Mm-hmm.
Black people recognize me for my ass just being black.
Yeah. From day one.
No, for real. They've been looking at me like, man, that's black ass Steve. That's how I do right there. You know, I've been showing up since Showtime at the Apollo, man. And I've been getting awards for the Steve Harvey Show back in the day, Image Awards and all like that. So, yeah, man, that's it stays important to me.
Recognize.
Black people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Go to NAACP.
I just wish we would stay into the recognition part of it and get out of the hate part of it. We're the only group of people that go online and just slam each other.
Tear each other down. Oh. Mm-hmm.
It don't make no sense, man. There's no other white comedian going on anything annihilating other white comedians. There are no white actors on there complaining about other white actors and all this here, man. We just be going at each other, man, when we really ain't the problem. The problem is we are all trying to operate under a system that is systematically set up for us to fail.
To hold us back.
Yeah.
But nah, then we turn our anger on each other, and that ain't right. That ain't right, man.
Damn. Yeah. Go to NAACPImageAwards.net to vote in select categories. And the awards will be telecast March 16th on BET and on CBS. And other entertainment news, well, we all know the Super Bowl is set now. The San Francisco 49ers going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Last year, over 200 million people watched the game. Many companies will pay big prices for commercials airing during the Super Bowl. CBS is charging over $7 million for a 30-second spot. Now, here's a list of the companies. Yes, yeah, $7 million. $7 million. It keeps going up, doesn't it? Here's a list of some of the companies that will be advertising on Super Sunday. M&M's, Frito-Lay, Doritos, E-Trade, Toyota, Mountain Dew, Michelob Ultra, Budweiser, Bud Light, Uber Eats, Dove, TurboTax, Super Bowl 58 is Sunday, February 11th in Las Vegas. Usher will be performing at halftime.
TurboTax, they need to quit making commercials. They don't.
Why?
They never good.
You mean they're wasting their $7 million? Why?
I don't know who told them to sign up. They need to go. They need to come on over here and buy some of these damn radio ads and sit their ass down.
Well, come on. We open for business, baby, Steve Harvey.
More I'm with you when you're right, Steve.
I like the E-Trade babies. I love
them. E-Trade babies is fine.
Yeah, they're good. Funny.
Doritos, they make commercials. Mountain Dew know how to make a commercial. Budweiser know how to make a commercial with the
Michelob Ultra, they can stop.
There's some people need to stop, though.
Yeah. Michelob Ultra.
$7 million is a lot of money. Commercials aren't working.
We'll see this year. We'll be watching.
I got $7 million. I ain't got to advertise a damn thing. I just keep my seven. I'm telling you right now, if you give the average person $7 million, you have changed their entire existence.
Yes.
Heck sure. Yeah.
Tripping, man. I'm telling you, it'd be nice, man.
Yeah.
Finally, in entertainment news, in case you missed it, during a recent interview posted on The Shade Room, Vice President Kamala Harris predicts that the 49ers will win the Super Bowl, and she's going to cook some jerk chicken wings for her husband for the game. She's also requesting that Usher sings Confessions during his halftime performance.
No.
So there you go.
You know, listen.
Come on, VP. Come on, VP. Confessions. I love it.
Nah, I got confessions.
Yeah, but predicting the game, you need to stay out of that, Vice President. Now.
Well, she's from Cali.
Yeah, a lot of people going to turn on you. Stay out of that.
That's her team.
You know, stay out of that.
Yep. Yep, that's what you said. That's
watch yourself. Careful.
Confession's too slow. No, never had that.
Huh? What'd you say?
Confession's too slow. These are my confessions.
What the hell you want him to sing? A damn Jodeci song?
Do you want him to sound like that? It's too slow.
You want him to sing, yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, little Stephen A. Smith. Go on, put your ass out there like that.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. For real. Can you be friends with your kids is the question. Whoopi Goldberg says no, and we'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so The View's co-host Joy Behar asked Whoopi, can you be friends with your children? Whoopi said no. Quote, parents can't be friends with your kids. Whoopi went on to say she and her daughter Alex didn't become friends until her daughter was 26 years old. So here's the question for you guys. Should parents be friends with their kids? Will it make them more open with you as a parent if you, you know, act like their friend? Are parent-child relationships on the same level as kid-to-kid relationships? So those are the questions.
Friendships, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the kid.
Really?
To me, it does.
Okay.
They're all different. Some have more maturity than the rest. You know, like my daughter, I can be friends with my daughter forever. She's the smartest thing in the house. She gets it. She gets life. Mm-hmm. The other two, we ain't friends. I am not friends with them.
You don't.
No.
You can't do it.
Nah, I can't be your friend at all. You and Sydney
Never?
Going to the movie? Yeah, me and Sydney going to the movie. Can we? No. No.
Why not, Tommy? They're just not mature enough.
Mature enough, still doing stupid stuff. Oh, man.
Well, Steve, yeah.
You friends now, since they're grown?
Let me just say this. I ain't got but three friends in this world. Mm-hmm. And all of their asses in their 60s. I already know good and hell well. My kids can't be my friends. My kids don't even want to be my friends. We got a damn thing in common. I don't like their music. What are we talking about? No, but we're not friends. Now, as they've gotten older, you know, we've gotten closer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's taken a lot of pressure off of me, too, because now I can easily say, man, just handle your business. Do like you want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, when they come to me for advice, I give it to them. But the moment you don't take my advice, that affects the very next time you ask me for it.
Right.
And they know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, man. Once you ask me for advice and I give it to you, when you come back the next time and you didn't take it, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got to ask Junior. He's a new...
What?
Stepfather.
Yeah. Come on in here. Because your kid good and grown. Come on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Forget that. Myself. Y'all already know what I'm struggling with. Hell no. We can't be friends. It ain't happening. Y'all already know what the hell I'm going through. Quit asking me about this here.
Hell yeah.
Y'all already know what I'm going through.
Junior, you don't even know what to tell your
hell son. Hell no.
Some damn kids.
Some kids. Can't tell myself nothing.
I don't think so, Shirley. I got a teenager. No, we ain't friends. No.
Did it. All right, here we go. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, obsessing about mistakes at the job. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve, there's this trending sports topic. A lot of fans feel like the Detroit Lions should have kicked the field goal, and Baltimore fans feel like the Ravens didn't play up to the level they should have. So here's today's question. Have you ever made a mistake on your job that you wish you could have done over? And part two, how do you stop obsessing over your mistakes, overthinking them and stuff? So have you ever made a mistake at the job?
First of all, let me address these two football games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If Detroit had won, it wouldn't have been no problem with it going it on fourth. It would have been brave, courageous calls. That's how Detroit got there, because they play that way. It's not that the Baltimore Ravens didn't play up to their expectations. Have y'all forgot there was an opposing team that was blitzing? I mean, they blitzed Lamar Jackson, and nobody made adjustments as a halftime for that blitz.
Like the coach, you mean?
So, you know, what y'all talking about, the Ravens didn't play up to their expectations. They had an opponent who had a game plan that was better than them.
Who played better, huh? Is that what
yeah,
you're
so that's yeah. right there. Now, have I ever made a mistake on my job and did what, Shirley?
Obsessed. You wish you could have a do-over so you could do it over.
Hell no, I don't care nothing. Whatever.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you never messed up at the job and never obsessed
yeah,
about
trying to fix it?
Only time I ever messed up on my job and wished I could do it over again was 2015. When I gave that damn crown.
I forgot about that.
That was the only moment.
The only thing
I would change about that was... It, looking back on it and all this, it turned out to be wonderful, but looking back on it, that night when they told me not to go back out there, they said, Steve, where you going? So I'm going
to
go back out here and change it. They said, we'll fix it in the paper tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you wish you had let them do that.
Turned my ass right on back around and made that fix in the paper.
what about the time, Steve, we're in Vegas, remember, and you were interviewing those two gentlemen, and you fell asleep and the mic dropped out of your hand. Yeah. Do you wish you could do that over? Because we were live.
Well, not really.
We were
not
there.
Really because, not really, Shirley, because when I woke up and them two white dudes were sitting there with them suits on, I thought they was feds. I thought they was federal agents because they had a little suit like they work at Sears. And when I woke up, I didn't know who these two white dudes was. And I thought, when I realized I wasn't in no trouble, that was such a relief for me. I didn't really give a damn who that was at that point.
You had fallen asleep and the mic fell out of your hand and dropped on the floor.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I had been up all night gambling. I didn't even go to bed. So we was at work at 3 a.m.
Yes, we were. Yes,
and then at 4, here come these two white dudes. Well, I done had enough of y'all. I'm Vegas out. I sit up there. And boy, when I woke up, all I heard was, boom. The mic hit the floor. Shirley said, Steve.
Oh,
I woke up and I looked at these two white dudes and they were just staring at me and I went,
stupid.
Officer.
And you didn't have your shoes on. That was the other thing.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I had to take my shoes off. Because back in the day, I was wearing the Morris, and they was packing.
If we had video from back in the day, if we had all that on video.
Yeah.
What about the time we were in Philly, and we were at a restaurant at dinner? It was a corporate dinner. I won't say the corporation. And the people were trying to talk, and you were buttering your bread.
Yeah.
The guy kept talking. You kept telling him to be quiet. We'll get to you.
See you.
As the head seat. People were talking. And he was the big boss.
He was the regional.
The black guy. And he the black guy.
Director.
You know,
and he kept
interrupting
this white dude from talking, and I was trying to save his job. I said, hey, my man, slow down. Let the dude finish up. I'm buttering my breast. Man, you're going to mess around and mess your job up.
You know, wish you could do that over.
Nah, that was kind of...
And then we walk in, then you realize, and then you run to us, where have y'all been?
And as soon as y'all, as soon as I saw y'all walk in, I got up from the table, went over there and sat with y'all and said, man, y'all ain't gonna believe what I just did.
All right. Oh, boy. Coming up next, we'll hear from the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, please get off of me. Please get off of me. That is the subject. We'll get into that in just a few. Find out what that's all about. But right now, it is time for the nephew. He's here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We got a little work over here. We need to work on some gingivitis. Gingivitis. Ooh. Yes, yes. A very touchy subject for people on this radio show.
Gingivitis was.
What did you think it was?
You thought gingivitis was something else?
I was younger when I first heard about it.
Wait, what did you thought it was?
I thought it was a VD.
We shouldn't have asked. Man. He warned us. He said, he did. I backed off when he said, I said, I'm not going to tell you. I
Y'all
backed
walked
off.
Into that.
Yeah.
Right on to it.
A partner in high school, partner came and said, man, I just came back from doc. He said, I got gingivitis. I said, damn, dog, that's crazy. So I said, so who was she?
Who was she?
He said, excuse me? I said, how you get it? You did fight it, you got. What it? He said, dog, what did you say? Who was she? You need to tell us, dog. Can we run up into her?
Wow.
Help us. Warn
you
us.
You're crazy. You're
Help
so
all
crazy.
Of us.
Yeah.
But see, this is how I've learned all the stuff I know, because I ask questions.
Yeah.
Oh, you got ginger
there's no right. Stupid question.
No. How did you get it, and who is she?
Okay.
All back right, to you, well, Tommy.
Yeah.
I know that threw you. I know it threw you off. Yeah. I know it did.
Oh, he caught me. Yeah. Way off guard.
But let's say go. It this slow. Is... It don't sound like what? It don't sound like that to you?
Gingivitis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds that like dope. A disease.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's right. That sound like it need penicillin. That got antibiotic wrote all over it right there. That don't sound like nothing about no brushing your damn teeth to me. That and look like, man, you need a shot.
Let's go, you cat got, dog. Gingivitis.
Shots now.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And I'm an employee from another floor, and I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention, you know.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before. I've seen you before.
Okay, no. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you. No, so no. Let me.
Okay,
let me,
so how did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you, and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossiping about me has gotten to you on the third floor, and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak.
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night?
What business is that of yours?
I'm just asking. Are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know,
well, why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Damn straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me. But you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they can work with me.
I'm not siding with them, brother. I'm not siding with them. But
well, you're making a call issue, on man. Their behalf. You're siding with them.
Okay, Kel.
This is bull, man.
Kel, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you're going to approach me like this?
So, Kel, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh.
I mean, when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. And I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong, okay? And everybody's saying that it's your breath. That's just, you know, they saying they leaving the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
Oh, that's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then, if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on. Because this conversation with you is really way off base because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
You work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull, and we gonna settle this tomorrow. First thing in the morning, I'm gonna go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so and so's to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you gonna be their representative, each one of them lying bastards when they get in there, as far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, is gonna be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. But you can get a bit of it too. You know what I mean?
Kelvin, do you think it could be some cavities or something? Do you think
my foot in your cavity ass is what it's gonna be. And whoever else wanna try to take it out, they gonna get it in theirs. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing me?
Have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours. Why'd you do me this way?
Can you bring your toothbrush tomorrow?
I'll bring a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them, they'd be balled up, and you will get the Mr. Cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
They just don't know what you're starving.
Hey, man, hey, bruh, calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
This going to fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not going to change your breath.
I ain't going to worry about it. Well guess what? Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right. So do you want to know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tavi from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost caused me to say something. You is lying to me. How you gonna call brother and do me like that, man? Yeah, okay, I got you. You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
All right, man. Give it to me. Just tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Without a doubt, man. It got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter subject. Please get off of me. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, and parenting, more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, please get off of me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 38 years old and I have a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old. My husband and I have been married 2 years and we've been busy growing our family, but not on purpose. He has an 18-year-old son and he told me that having more children wasn't high on his list of priorities when I met him. But as soon as we held our first daughter together, he started saying he wanted another son. Then we had our second daughter 2 months ago, and he still mentions wanting another boy. I have to try to avoid him in the house because he can't keep his hands to himself. My hair could be sticking up on my head, and I hadn't showered yet, but he doesn't care. He says it's just fine in whatever condition it's in. I love that I have a break from sex since the baby was born, but he finds other ways to annoy me, like massaging my boobies and giving me body rubs that he gets more pleasure from than I do. I have to literally push him off me, and he thinks it's a game. We were not supposed to have babies back to back, but it happened, and they're a blessing. But why does he want another child? He's 40, and we planned for a child-free marriage. If we aren't careful, we're going to end up with more babies. I want to keep him off of me in the bed, on the sofa, in the shower, and everywhere else. I'd hate to push him away. Will he eventually get tired of sex? Would it be wrong to take some kind of contraception without telling him? Yes, it would be wrong. But so is pressuring you to have another child, especially since you guys agreed on the exact opposite, not having kids at all. I know people change and people, this has changed with him, but you haven't changed. And this is the problem, the major problem in your marriage. And your marriage won't last if you're constantly avoiding sex with him and thinking about deceiving him with using a contraceptive and not telling him. That's nothing but a disaster waiting to happen. You guys have to get on the same page from the same book. You got to talk about this. He's already told you he wants a son, but you're only running and pushing him away. Now, you say you don't want to push him away, but that's exactly what you're doing. And you ask, will he eventually get tired of sex? Well, come on, he's a man and he's not going to get tired of sex, but he might get tired of sex with you if you keep pushing him away. Well, I mean, you leave him with no other choice. I mean, if you keep heading down this path, so you got to stop that. You got to let him know what's going on with you, how you really feel. You have to face this issue. You guys have to deal with this. Children, no children. That is major. Steve?
Please get off of me. We got a problem here. The whole letter's nothing but a problem. I don't really have a solution for this. I really don't. You're 38 years old. You got a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old. You and your husband married 2 years, and we've been busy growing our family, but not on purpose. Oh, Lord, I can relate to that. Oh, none of my children was planned. None of them. Somebody just walked in one day and said, hey, I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
That's and right. I had to fix my face. every damn thing. I had to pull it together. Oh. That's not very convincing. Steve, I'm pregnant. Oh.
That's terrible.
I tried everything.
Your response? Do you have any words?
That's terrible.
Just short words that wasn't with. Say what now?
What?
One time I said, is.
Just that was my mom's favorite.
So I can relate to that. Your husband got an 18-year-old son, and he told me that having more children wasn't really high on his bucket list. But then as soon as y'all had the daughter and y'all held him, he said he wanted another child. And then y'all tried again. And, well, you didn't really try. You accidentally had this one. She was born. It was another girl, man. And then second daughter 2 months ago was born, and he's still mentioning that he wants another boy. I got to try to avoid him in the house because he can't keep his hands to himself. My hair could be sticking up on my head. I ain't showered yet, but he don't care. He says it's fine, whatever condition it's in. I could take that to the next level, but I won't. People driving their kids up to school. I'm going to just leave that one alone. I will read that line again, though, because I want you to think about that. I haven't showered yet. He doesn't care. He says it's just fine in whatever condition it's in. That's a little scary to me, that you have gotten yourself in a condition, and I'm just going to... Now we need to do something to get it out of that condition. I would wait until it wasn't in that condition no more. That's just me. But he ain't that way.
Please dwell on that.
It's, I love that. I love that you got a break from sex because the baby was born, but he finds other ways to annoy me, like giving me body rubs that he gets more pleasure from than I do. And I know why that is, because when he rubbing your body, it's really not for you, is it? It's for him. Mm-hmm. You can hear him back there. Oh, girl. Oh, come on now. Oh, yeah. See, he back there, your body massage is not for you. Okay. And we'll get into the rest of this letter that I don't care about right after this. Okay.
I care about this. She needs help. All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is Please Get Off of Me, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, Please Get Off of Me. Off of me.
Yeah, you know, this letter, really, there's nothing I can say. This woman is married. They got 2 kids. They talked about not having kids, but now they have them. And now she's enjoying the break of not having sex because he can't keep his hands off of her. He don't care what condition is in. That's scary. Now she's had the second baby that's 2 months old. She's taking a break from sex. But he does other things to annoy her, like body rubs and massages that he gets more pleasure out of than she does. You have to literally push him off me, and he thinks it's a game. We're not supposed to have babies back to back to back, but it's happened, and they're a blessing. But why does he want another child? Well, quite naturally, because he don't have to carry him. So he don't know what come with that. It's easy. You know, some men think we just let's order a baby. Well, that's a lot on a woman. I've never seen a pregnancy that didn't require a lot from a woman. I'm pretty sure women handle it differently, but I'm just saying I've never seen a pregnancy that didn't require a lot from a woman. Just, it's a major change in your body, and it's a major change in lifestyle, hormones, everything. So it's a lot.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
He's 40. And we planned a child-free marriage, and we're not careful, we're going to end up with more babies. Now, I want to keep him off of me in the bed, on the sofa, in the shower, everywhere. I hate to push him away. Will he eventually get tired of sex? Not in this life. Not in this life. I can answer that for you. Will he eventually get tired of sex? He'll get tired of sex tonight. But he'll be back tomorrow. Huh. We get tired of sex this evening. But we ain't really tired of sex, then. We just tired. Anybody tired of sex? We just tired. Would it be wrong to take some kind of contraception without telling him? I don't think it would be. You don't want any more kids. It's up to you, sis. It should be a woman's decision. Because nobody has to carry the baby but you. Now, you want to avoid him because you don't want another baby. Maybe y'all need to practice some type of contraceptive measure. Would it be wrong to take a contraception without telling him? Not really. Because if you don't want to have a baby, I mean, hello. If the maker, the manufacturer, don't want to make Pintos no more, guess what? Ford quit making Pintos because they didn't want to make them no more. Ford stopped making Escorts because the maker and the manufacturer decided that you can all them people out here, man, I love Pintos. Man, I'd have bought another Escort. Yeah, you don't make them no. You see where I'm going? Mm-hmm. So if the woman don't want to make and manufacture another child, I think that's in the hands of the maker and the manufacturer. That's what I think. So, you know, I say, yeah, you should take something because he ain't going to keep his hands on it and you don't want to push him away. Have at it. Ain't nothing fit to happen, though. But, you know, for those of you out there that's talking about, well, Steve, you wrong for that. Well, whatever. No, ain't nobody wrote you. Strawberry lettuce, Shirley Strawberry, Steve Harvey. That's what they do. And if you don't like my advice or the angle I'm taking, I understand. This is my opinion, and you're free to have your opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think a woman should take contraception and not tell her husband. Okay, well, tell him.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, Steve. What she doesn't want her husband to know she's taking him, so she tells her husband. He asks her, you know, are you taking contraceptives? Are you on some sort of birth control?
Yeah.
Oh, you want her to tell the truth?
I'm taking. Yeah. And take chew on while he's talking to you. Push one out the back of that pack and pop it in your mouth. Don't even swallow it. Chew it.
But she says, she asks, should she take it and not tell him?
I say, yeah.
You don't think she should, if he asks her, she should lie?
No, just go on and tell him. Or you can tell him. I don't want any more children. I don't want to go through that anymore.
Yeah, that's what
I'm tired. And just boom, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take some guess what he going to do? Guess what? He going to keep wanting to have sex. He not going to say, well, if you going to take contraception, we ain't having sex no more. Who finna say that?
Not in this life.
Man, please. You pretty much couldn't tell me nothing. No reason would make me want to not want it. Yeah, really, I can't think of nothing.
They need to talk.
I've heard everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they really need to have a different conversation.
I mean, it's not the right time. Well, but it's 8 now. But
when is it?
About 9:30.
What time are you thinking?
Yeah, I've tried to put a time on the it's not the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
It's not the right time, Steve.
Uh-huh.
It's the wrong time this whole week. The whole week.
Yes.
What time is working for you?
Today, Tuesday, you know, tomorrow afternoon.
Anyway.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour. You know what it is. Junior in Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Kansas City, San Francisco, Super Bowl. I'm good. I'm fine. Okay. I'm good. Right. Is Unc all right? Because Detroit not in there. They could have.
Oh, he'll be all right. Trust me. Look how quick he got past Cleveland. He's going to be fine.
But Detroit hurt him more, he said, Tommy.
Yeah, I've had a lot of practice getting past Cleveland. I ain't never had to get past Detroit before.
This is devastating.
This hurt for
damn
you. Is this a suit, huh? You can't put the clothes on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about this.
Who I knew was going to be on camera at that Super Bowl. Y'all don't even know. this who I'd have went to the game with. Judge Strong.
Okay.
Greg Mathis.
Yeah, Detroit.
Ed Gordon.
Detroit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Shout out to Ed.
Me, good group.
Uh-huh. And Biggie Wig.
Oh!
That's the Super Bowl.
What would Biggie Wig have had on? That's the one.
The whole Coogee outfit. Big had on, my boy Big.
I would clean
one time. Big had on a Coogee sweater, Coogee warm up pants. They used to come, they used to make them in sweatpants, and a Coogee skull cap.
When Coogee first came out, that was the Coogee bomb. That was bomb.
Yeah. Okay. It's Kansas City, San Francisco. Is this really a black Super Bowl at this point? It's not the same. It's not the same.
No, it would have been black if it was Ravens in Detroit.
You mean quarterback-wise?
No, just game-wise. Just black.
No, it's not black. But see, you got to understand, NFL is 75% black players.
Okay.
If you have more than 10% white people on either side of the ball, you're
not in the playoffs.
Everybody at home, Unc?
Hello?
You ain't winning.
I heard a white lady one time talk about her college team. She said, "We need more black kids." Yeah. Put that little white team out there if you want to. Let me tell you something. You got a football team and you got two white cornerbacks. We finna score 70 points. We finna score 70 damn points if you got two white quarterbacks.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is a black quarterback. You got a black quarterback again. Yeah. He's back.
Yeah, he's back in there again.
And you ain't seen a white cornerback.
Oh, you saying cornerback.
No. Okay.
Jason Sehorn. Jason Sehorn, the last one I saw.
Long time.
You're saying corner. I got you.
Woo! Yeah. Cornerback. Safety, but not cornerback. Oh, hell no.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man on social media, Steve, needs your help. He says, who schedules a baby shower during a football game? We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. Imagine immersing yourself in timeless elegance at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas with a President's Day pampering package for two, February 17th through the 20th of this year. This package includes round-trip coach airfare for two, hotel stay, a $350 credit for dinner at Don's Prime Steakhouse, a $150 credit for brunch at La Fontaine, and a $500 credit for a couples massage at Lapis Spa and Wellness. Enter now and get rules at steveharveyfm.com, sponsored by the all-new Fontainebleau Las Vegas. I'll say it again, that's steveharveyfm.com for all the info. Wow. Yeah.
Sounds like a great package right to me. Yeah. Sounds like a great package to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to miss it. The only thing I want to ask is if I win.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can you, all my credits be chips?
No! You're not gonna eat?
I ain't got to eat nothing. I don't want nobody rubbing on me.
Damn.
I ain't finna go to the show. I ain't finna go to Bobby Joe's Steakhouse. I need my money and chips. You give me my chips and I'll flip it. I'll be able to go to dinner whenever I want to. And all that. Just need my money. And I got to go check out that Fountain Blue, man. I ain't
know. Let's go.
Yeah, we should all go.
Let's go.
Hey, you know what we're going to do this year? This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Y'all want to do a couple of remotes this year?
Yes, let's go.
Let's do it.
Why would I?
We on in Vegas, ain't we? No. You got to get up at 3 o'clock.
Super Bowl.
One day we can do it.
Let's stay.
We don't kick it. Let's just kick it. Whatever.
Yeah, let's go for a weekend.
yeah, at least a week. Let me just roll the dice a couple times.
Let's go President's Day weekend.
That's perfect, Carl.
We're
off. Yeah.
We're ready.
You know what?
I just
need a basic room, huh? I just need to get down there. That's it.
Well, you ain't finna get nothing else.
Tell us how you really feel.
Wow.
All right. We're going to move on. Time to switch gears.
What
is y'all
going to put your little ass in the suite for? You ain't been getting a suite.
Oh, God.
You get out there on my dime. Now you want suite. You want to go in the room and turn corners. Hey, man.
So, Steve Derrick on Steve Harvey FM writes, I'm so mad. Who schedules a baby shower during the playoffs? Yesterday, I missed the first part of the Baltimore versus Kansas City game because my wife told me we had to go to a couple's baby shower. I don't even know this lady. She's a coworker of my wife's. She says we're all good friends, but a good friend wouldn't schedule a couple's baby shower during game time. Now my wife isn't talking to me because she says I was tripping because I left the shower and took an Uber home so I can finish watching the game. Wow. She said, how could I just leave like that?
Hell yeah. Sitting up here at this damn baby shower watching them open up these packs, the same damn thing. Yeah. Another swing. So good. Ooh, a diaper packet. That's great.
The baby ain't even here. Yeah. What?
Ooh, a onesie.
Ooh, a spoon set. And look at this walker right here. It's got bells on. I don't give a damn if it's got jet-propelled motors. And this damn game. So you can shoot it, skyrocket his little ass across the street, that damn walker, if you want to. Why is my ass missing this game? I don't give a damn if you buy him a real swing, put him on there, and it just go one way, and that little baby just be like, whee!
You know you're wrong for that.
Yeah, you're wrong, but I'm with bro. You're wrong for scheduling a baby shower during the game.
Yeah.
Sit up in here, a couple's game.
And at least he went, though. I mean, you know, he may have left early, but at least he went.
I mean,
I'd have been looking at her husband straight crazy.
I know.
Dog, you knew what was happening today. You let this happen?
Yeah.
So he's asking, was he wrong?
Hell no, you wasn't wrong.
That's crazy.
I don't even know her ass.
Right, he doesn't even know these people.
We just want to drop some Pampers off.
Thanks, guys. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question for you. Are you riding this hard for your pet dog? According to Neighborhood Talk, a woman clung to the hood of a speeding car in downtown L.A. after her French bulldog was stolen. She said, quote, I thought I was going to die. The woman and her dog, Onyx, were having lunch at an L.A. Whole Foods when another woman called for her dog and hopped into a Kia with her dog and three other people. They locked the doors and drove into the woman, the dog owner, and she fell on top of the hood. They drove for several blocks until she fell off. The dog owner says she feels lonely without her French bulldog, Onyx. There is a reward for the dog's safe return. What?
Baby.
I saw her, too. I saw her on the hood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw it.
You'd have got your ass threw off the hood of that car and got ran over by that car. Then your dog could visit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could come see you in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Onyx would have just been with his new owner.
Yeah, with the lady that's took him. Yeah.
Oh, my.
But if you grab my dog and throw him in the car, you're going to wish. You're going to really wish.
You're going to bring him back.
Man, I got to get these windows open because this
dog.
This Doberman Pinscher in here clowning. Bad whack of food, dog. I'm telling you, he don't know you. Oh, dog. You get him up in your car, you ain't going to believe it.
What's your dog name, Uncle?
Bear.
All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather lose all of your friends but win the lottery? Or would you rather keep your friends but you don't get a raise for the next 20 years?
Wait a minute. Lose all my friends and win
lose
what?
All my
lose all your friends and win the lottery. Or keep your friends.
Yeah, Powerball? Hell yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Tyrone.
Bye. I knew.
Hey, bye, Zared.
Bye, and here goes something. Take with you.
Thank you. Gives you a little
never
something.
Speak to you again. Yeah. Give me Jamelia, then never speak to me again.
Holla at Jamichi.
All right. Would you rather have sex in the kitchen or in the bathroom? Kitchen or the bathroom?
Hurry up.
I'm going to do the kitchen.
You think you know a person.
Junior?
I'm just glad to be having sex. I don't care.
You got to pick one, Junior.
Kitchen. You have to pick your spirit up if you're going to have sex.
No, I'm going to tell you this time.
Well, right now, we need to quit talking about sex with him.
Get ready to go.
You're leaving.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
my
girl.
Come on, Harvey. You can't do that right now. I didn't.
All right, so what about you, Steve? Oh, give Junior a minute.
Oh, in the bathroom.
No, people in my kitchen.
Oh yeah, you got cooks and chefs and maids and yeah.
You got all right. Staff in there.
Would you rather blindly touch something or blindly taste something? Blindly what? Touch or blindly taste?
I'm trying to get him a chance, but I have my answers ready.
Come on, Tommy.
Blindly taste.
Or blindly touch.
Yeah, I'm blindly touching. Yeah.
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 I'm blindly blind touch. Blind touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is we touching, though? We don't know what
my favorite thing to touch, I can't see it no how. So.
All right.
Well, but being blind give me an excuse to go and reach over there and touch it, though. I can touch what I want to, and I can't. Right?
Would you rather... We're moving on.
I like none of these questions today.
Would you rather have your bank account hacked or your cell phone hacked?
Oh, hell, my cell.
Hell, yeah.
Cell phone. Yeah.
Yeah, money in that.
Yeah, if they could hack it and put money in there, yeah.
Well, ain't nobody gonna put money in.
They got mad.
Hack my account and make your face better.
What answer is that?
Take this 200, dude.
It has happened.
Take the 200. Nah,
anybody did that. All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day. We'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, guys, here we are on this Tuesday.
Yep, man.
Good day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you guys
man.
Over it yet? The loss?
Detroit.
We going for the Chiefs. That's all it is to it.
Okay.
Well, can I just say something to Uncle? I ain't over something. I'm not over something.
What's that?
But Uncle, I just need to talk to you because yesterday, you know, I didn't really appreciate this, but Uncle, I just got to talk to you about this.
You said Marvin Gaye. Yeah, you said Marvin Gaye was better than Joseph. That's not.
Yeah, we all stand by that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me shock y'all today then.
What you got?
It has nothing to do with Marvin Gaye and Joseph. The Isley Brothers ain't better than Joseph right now.
What did you just say?
Oh, y'all, what? See. Everybody shot.
The Isley Brothers ain't better than Joseph.
When you say be compelling, I'm compelling.
He's lost his
You confused. That's I ain't confused your little name. Yeah.
I ain't confused by nothing.
Hey,
Isley Brothers. Y'all really believe the Isley Brothers better than Joseph?
Yes.
Hey man, let me explain something to you. You have got to shave your hair. You just
Why? What is his hair?
I don't know what the it's pulling his thought. That hairline is pulling his thoughts back. What is wrong with you? You sit up. I know you just did not say one of the greatest groups of all time, one of the greatest male vocalists of all time in terms of R&B. Are you kidding me?
Ron Isley. Okay.
And the Isley Brothers versus Jodeci.
Can I ask you something? Have you heard Casey? Have you heard Ron Isley? Okay, cool. But have you heard KC though?
And JoJo.
Okay, let me ask you something. And what did you hear when you heard?
I heard Ooh Yeah.
Ooh.
I heard him fighting his brother on stage.
Jodeci can sing. I love Jodeci, no doubt. The '90s. But yeah. Isley Brothers, you talking? Legends. Junior.
What?
They have never released an album that didn't go platinum.
Who did?
In the 90s, had over 20 platinum albums.
Boy, I thought you talking about Jodeci. Boy, I said, who did? Because we were all in the 90s. That's all we had was the 90s.
Well, let me ask you a question, Junior. How many albums did Jodeci come out with?
Five.
Any one of them.
Right there.
Yeah.
Any one of them.
You better not say it. You better say it.
Huh? I'll sell Shadows. Anyway.
What? You think they didn't? You talk about us as Joseph, and we ain't nobody.
Us? Well,
I didn't say you're nobody.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
Hold on.
No, I didn't. No, Jodeci was a cold group.
Yes. But us. I was in the group. That's why I feel this way. Just like you.
That's what I was no about to group. Ask you. Who That's is we? Who is That's we when you refer to Jodeci?
In the group.
Who is we?
Junior. You know how he feels about Jodeci.
Junior, don't you go nowhere and repeat what you just said.
Well, we'll quit
Do not try to compare or make Jodeci better than
Isley.
You can't go nowhere and sell it. Beyonce would tell you that. Fantasia would tell you that.
Yeah. Jay-Z would tell you that. That's because they being modest. But I say it.
Snoop Dogg would tell you that. That's because they being modest. I'm not sure if Jodeci would tell you that.
Jodeci would tell you that.
You know what? Can I just say this? Can I just express myself?
You've been doing it.
Go ahead.
Okay. All I'm saying is, give us the same rite of passage as you give our Isley Brothers. We are just that amazing, too. You just don't feel that way.
No, the problem is you keep comparing them. First, yesterday you compared them to Marvin Gaye.
Whoa!
You damn near got slapped. And then today you talking about Jodeci is better than the Isley Brothers. Hey man, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Ain't nothing wrong with me. How come you can't see what I'm telling you, huh? You know what? Here's how I feel. You can't tell us about how to love everything in the world, and then all of a sudden it's your chance to see what I'm saying. I feel this way, and you won't even support me. That's why I feel this way.
Just feel me.
You don't support me.
I think you should start drinking.
This is a music crisis.
You just don't support me. You feel like the Isley Brothers is better than Joseph. Really?
Are you serious? Why is it you finna cry for Jodeci?
I know good and hell well the Isley Brothers is colder than Jodeci. Boy, you can't even begin to compare the hits. It's not a close. It's nothing
drifting
close.
On a memory.
You can't even.
Just hit after hit after hit. This is a crisis. He's having a crisis. But it's a music crisis. Does Jodeci know you're in the group, Junior?
No.
Yeah, but my whole thing is that I just need.
Hey, man, I'm not even gonna get into this with you about comparing song.
Yeah.
Because
so what makes you the expert, Unc, on soul music? What makes you the expert? Sheets.
Because I am an expert. Ain't no what make me.
Because your name's Steve Harp. So your name's Steve Harp. So this makes you expert.
That's pretty much it on the head. Yeah.
Junior, Ice Cube sampled the Asley Brothers. It was a good day.
Jodeci.
Just waking up in the morning. And that's the Isley Brothers.
Hell, they still have a career.
It's too much.
But Junior, it's okay.
Just let me love what I love. You know what? I'm going to come back tomorrow. With
a rough closing.
You come back tomorrow. Boy. Bye. Hey, y'all have a great day for Junior.
And listen to Footsteps in the Dark, Asley.
Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.